Fridays are awesome. This is CNN Student News, 10 minutes of current events with no commercials. I'm Carl Azus. Today's show begins in Europe. A leader of the free world and a leader of a worldwide religion met for the first time yesterday. Relations between President Obama and Pope Francis have been strained over disagreements concerning issues like abortion and certain aspects of Obamacare. So the two heads of state focused mainly on the things they do agree on, like helping the poor and fighting human slavery. They met in private for an hour after exchanging gifts. The president gave the Pope seeds to plant and a custom-made timber box. The Pope gave the president two medallions symbolizing peace between hemispheres and a copy of the Pope's book, The Joy of the Gospel. In a historic neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts, a fire broke out Wednesday in a four-story building. A fire chief said in his 30 years of service, he'd never seen a blaze travel so fast, escalate so quickly, and cause so much damage in so little time. This was a 9-alarm fire, a measure of the number of firefighters who got involved. More than 150 of them arrived to help, and two of them died after rushing into the burning building and saving several people who'd been trapped on the upper floors. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady saw the fire and discussed it and the heroes who fought it on the radio.
I feel so badly for the families of the two firefighters that were lost, and obviously all the men that were associated with fighting that fire yesterday, losing, you know, one of their close friends. So, I mean, we as athletes think that we're heroes, but when you witness firsthand, you know, what I saw yesterday, you realize who the real heroes are in this world.
It's been a frustrating and incredibly difficult search. Almost 3 weeks after a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane vanished with 239 people aboard, nothing has been recovered. Satellite sightings of suspected debris are being reported daily now, focused on the southern Indian Ocean. But search planes have yet to pinpoint anything so that ships can recover it.
The fleet searching the southern sector to find this missing airplane is really quite impressive. There are 11 aircraft, 5 ships from these various countries out here. They're scouring the water, but all you have to do is look at the map to realize why this remains a difficult job. Look at the distance from Perth, where they're flying out over the plains, and where these objects were spotted in the latest satellite images. That's 1,600 miles. That means a tremendous amount of energy and time spent just getting back and forth every single day. Here's another way to look at it. If you consider the overall southern search area of some 621,000 square miles, by the time they handle all this travel and get into position and look around for a while, basically what they can search is about 5% of the zone every day. That means in perfect weather, with perfect equipment, everything going right, it would take them 20 days to get through this sector. Even if you narrow that down, even if you say we're not doing the big sector, we're just doing the small area up here, which is described as being about the size of Denver. So 12.5 miles by 12.5 miles, that's what the math works out to here. Imagine taking off from Washington, D.C. in the morning with a search crew, and you have to fly all the way across the country, out here across the Great Plains to Colorado. And then when you land in Colorado, you have to move on up to Denver. And then in Denver, you have to fly over the city, and you have 2 or 3 hours to try to spot a particular mailbox or trash can or car. And if you do not spot it, you have to turn around and fly all the way back to Washington, D.C. to get more fuel and a little sleep and come back and do it again the next day. That's why this remains such a daunting task.